You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Derek here of Screen Heroes on the Heroes Podcast Network. Nominations are open for Best Local Podcast in Kansas City at thepitchkc.com/bestofkc19. Please consider going to the Arts and Entertainment section and voting for Screen Heroes as the Best Local Podcast of Kansas City in 2019. Nominations are open until July 8th, so please get your nomination in as soon as possible. Thank you for your consideration.
Hello, all you friendly Force users out there. Ian back with another mini episode of Echo Station Podcast. Not a full episode because we are still flying in guests row right now. It is just me. The other guests are stuck in transit, being attacked by pirates, being held on Imperial blockades, all that good stuff. So soon we'll have more guests on, talk more fun things. But right now, I have a bit of news to share with all of you. First big chunk of news is that Chris and I have both secured our badges for Star Wars Celebration. It is happening. I went this year and I had an absolute blast. Chris, you know, as most of you know, who listen to the show, could not make it this year. So this year she is hell-bent on making it, and I'm so happy about that. We're going with a bunch of friends again. It's in Anaheim, so we are for sure visiting Galaxy's Edge. Star Wars Celebration is August 27th through the 30th of next year. Tickets are on sale now. Hotel blocks are on sale now. So if you haven't yet, get them. I do know that the 4-day badges, the Jedi Master VIP, and the Saturday, single day badges have sold out. They sold out a lot quicker than people were anticipating, much quicker than last year for sure. And I assume, since Galaxy's Edge is there, that is the reasoning as to why they've sold out quicker than what they did last, or this year, rather, in Chicago. Like I said, I'm just betting that, but that's probably the case. The good news is, though, if you couldn't secure any of those badges, what I'm assuming they're doing again this year, or next year, what they did this year, is something called Lyte, L-Y-T-E. It was a service where people could sell their unused badges, so single-day badges, four-day badges, whatever really you wanted, obviously except for, you know, media and guest badges. They would sell those on there for the retail price, and the person who's selling them would get their money refunded, minus, I believe, convenience fees, and then the person buying would get a badge themselves. They could put their name on it, put everything, their autograph, QR codes on there, all that good stuff. So I believe that it's coming back again. It won't probably be launched till 3 or 4 months prior to Celebration. So look out for that. Like I said, next year, come probably April or May, I would say, maybe June. But that'll probably happen again, so that's great. If, like I said, if you couldn't get tickets for it, there is a possibility of still getting tickets, so don't buy them off of eBay, don't buy them off of, you know, third-party sellers. They're not reliable, they're not legit, just wait. So, after that big breaking news, E3 wrapped up about a week ago, and we've got a bunch of Star Wars games to talk about. We'll do a full episode on these games, obviously, when they release and, you know, leading up to them and whatnot. But let's start with a little bit of Battlefront 2 news. We are finally getting Droidekas. This is a unit that fans have been asking for since the very first Battlefront in 2015. Obviously, you know, we didn't have that because it was just Rebels and Imperials, but when they brought back the Clone Wars in this Battlefront, people were wanting Droidekas, and they were sadly left out for the longest time, but we are getting them. The Commando Droids have been released, new game map mode, Capital Ship Supremacy has been released, and they're releasing new maps for that as well. The newest map added to that will be Naboo, so you'll fight over the skies of Theed. But the Droidekas look really cool. We tweeted about them. We cannot wait. There's also a new planet that has been teased, along with, you know, Droidicas and various other Clone Wars skins for Anakin Skywalker, and clone skins as well. We have, like I said, the Droidicas, all that good stuff. Also, the Republic is getting a tank, the TX-130. So that's a fun one to see on the battlefield. Next up, we have, like I said, the big planet reveal, which is the colorful jungle world of Felucia. For those who may not remember, I didn't watch the Clone Wars, Felucia was a planet briefly seen in Episode 3, where Aayla Secura gets gunned down by Commander Bly. She gets shot, like, you know, 50,000 times in the back. It's really sad. It's expanded upon a lot in the Clone Wars. There are quite a few episodes where Felucia is a center point of the episode, so that's always cool. And seeing Felucia in this, you know, the engines that they have for the game, and, you know, the beautiful, crisp 4K graphics are going to look amazing. We cannot wait for Felucia. It's one of my favorite planets in the Clone Wars. It's just really pretty, and, you know, lots of jungly vines and fungus-looking things. It's cool. So that begs the question, do we get new heroes and villains? Because, obviously, a hero associated with that planet would be Aayla Secura. So she would be kind of cool to have as a new playable hero. We're still waiting on, you know, the Ahsoka and Ventress reveals that the game developers have been teasing us about, saying they really want to put them in. Okay, well, please put them in, because we are kind of dying over here. I'm still saving up all my credits and crystals for either Ventress or Ahsoka at this point. It's, you know, I really want to play those two characters a lot on Battlefield, so I'm still saving up. So please, game developers, please put them in immediately. We would like that. So that's about it for Battlefront content. They're still churning out stuff, which I'm very happy with. It's what they promised, you know, when they first announced the game, and, you know, up to the release, they were going to release stuff, you know, for years on end, and they have kept that promise. They had a bit of a rocky start, you know, when that stuff happened, but I'm happy. They, you know, they kept their promises, and so far, so good. Next on the gaming list is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. A trailer and gameplay footage was shown off at E3. We have a new Jedi. We have Saw Gerrera is in this game. Forrest Whitaker is reprising his role. So that's kind of cool to see him in a game as well. The game footage that we saw was him, the Jedi, on Kashyyyk at a tree sap, like, industrial factory type dealio. The Empire obviously has taken over Kashyyyk. Saw and the rebels are trying to infiltrate and free the Wookiees. The game looks very much as a very, like, Force Unleashed kind of feel to it, in a good way, not like it's reskinned or anything like that. It you know, you feel like a Jedi in this game. So the only issue that's been brought up is that Disney has officially come out saying that for this game, they have told Respawn, you cannot dismember any humanoid characters with your lightsaber. You can do it with spiders, and they said with droids, but not, you know, stormtroopers or any other, you know, organic living humanoid creature. So, here's my thing. We all know lightsabers, you know, cut things off. I mean, we've seen, you know, Luke's hand cut off. We've seen Kylo Ren get a nasty, nasty scar because of it. We've seen, you know, Anakin get his legs and arm chopped off. Arms, excuse me. You know, it's lightsabers cut through flesh, people. It's not, you know, Disney needs to realize this. And here's the thing about that. I get them not wanting, you know, decapitations outright. That's fine. That's cool. I get that. We don't need that. But you gotta have you know, an arm dismemberment or a, you know, leg or hand or something. I get that it's owned by Disney, but they also need to realize that that's what lightsabers do, and when it doesn't do that, it just looks stupid. Like, a hand would not be attached to a stormtrooper at this point. And like I said, it's fine if they don't want to have, you know, heads rolling off. That's okay. I get that. That's fine. But give us at least, you know, some hands, some arms, something like that. Please. It's gotten, you know, a lot of traction online. A lot of people going like, well, why would we buy the game if we can't be actually, like, a Jedi? Because in the movies, the Jedi can do that. So why not in the game as well? Like, am I just missing something? Come on. Like, you know, compromise, put it in the game. It's, you know, not like 3 or 4 year olds are going to be playing this game, so it's okay. So, but that game looks amazing. It comes out November 11th, I believe. We tweeted about it on our Twitter at EchoStationCast, so don't forget to follow us on there, and you can see all of our tweets about these games that have been coming up. The next game coming in 2020 is the LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. So, it's been a while since we had a LEGO Star Wars game. I believe the last one was Force Awakens. So, it's been a little bit. This game encompasses episodes 1 through 9. So, obviously, it comes out after episode 9 for, you know, non-spoilers and whatnot. And the screenshots that they've shown off and a little bit of, like, the game trailer looks really, really fun, really, really cute. I loved playing these games when I was little. I think the last LEGO Star Wars-based game I played was LEGO Star Wars The Clone Wars. That sounds right. I think it was The Clone Wars. Gotta say, love that they're on. And here's the thing. So they're not just redoing levels. They are building it from the ground up. So you may, you know, get another pod racing sequence for this game, but it's going to be totally different than what you originally played. All the characters are getting model rehauls. I'm assuming that they will have, you know, various skins for maybe DLC or even, you know, various maybe movies for DLC like Rogue One or Solo. But that game came out in 2020. The last kind of LEGO game that I heard a bunch of good news about was the LEGO DC Supervillains. And that looked really fun. You know, I never got to play it, but that did look a bunch of, you know, like, it just looked fun. So, I hope that they do it justice with this one. I hope that they add in lines from the movie and not just have, you know, the LEGO figures go like they used to in the very, you know, first few games. I do like the actually hearing the dialogue. That's fun. So that comes out in 2020. And then our last kind of bit of gaming news. This is basically just gaming news. This is a gaming news mini one, so we are getting the classic Star Wars games under LucasArts back for a limited time. So, Lucasfilm and Limited Run Games, they have announced the re-release of the classic LucasArts video games. So, some will be released on the PC, some will be released on modern consoles like PS4 and I'm assuming Xbox. So the full list is going to be Star Wars from NES, Star Wars Bounty Hunter on PS4, Star Wars Dark Forces PC, Episode 1 Racer PC, Empire Strikes Back, Jedi Knight PC, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, which was my favorite one out of the three, Racer Revenge, excuse me, PS4, Rebel Assault, Shadows of the Empire, Star Wars TIE Fighter, Star Wars X-Wing, The Curse of Monkey Island, which is not obviously Star Wars, but is a Lucasfilm game, Monkey Island 2, the Special Edition, The Secret of Monkey Island, and The Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition. So the first games being released are Star Wars on the NES and Game Boy, and then Star Wars Bounty Hunter on the PS4 on June 28th, which is coming up soon. There will be more LucasArts games released every month in the Elaborate Collector's Edition packages. So, that's really fun to see. I don't know if they're getting graphics rehauled or not. I'm not sure. I would assume not, but just they're just being, you know, re-released for the consoles. I assume maybe there might be some tweaking involved just so they could, you know, handle being on that console and whatnot. But that's really, really cool to see the LucasArts, you know, old games being released. I do wish that some games were on the PS4 more than PC, like, for example, the Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy ones, because they still have a bunch of mods out there that you can use and have fun with. The Bounty Hunter one was fun to play, I remember that, and the Racer and Racer Revenge were really fun to play. I never did play the Rebel Assault or Shadows of the Empire. I wasn't on their radar for that one, but it looks fun. I'm sure there'll be a bunch of gameplay footage of those games on YouTube, you know, when they are released and whatnot. But so far, I mean, that's some really good news. I hope that LucasArts can maybe, you know, have a comeback with these titles, and then that will show Disney, hey, maybe we don't need EA or, you know, any other gaming, you know, company to do these. We can just do them ourselves, reopen LucasArts, and then, you know, Bob's your uncle. Call it good. So, like I said, I can't wait for some of those games. I know there's a bunch of people out there that really want to, you know, get their hands on these games. Myself included. So, that about wraps it up here. Like I said, we have, you know, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order coming out holiday season this year. LEGO Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga next year. We have, you know, the Battlefront updates pushing through. We have the LucasArts old games being re-released. And then Chris and I going to Celebration. So we are super stoked about that. Let us know if you guys got tickets, if you guys are going to be coming. We would love to meet up with some of you guys, take pictures, talk Star Wars, obviously, all that good stuff. You know, obviously it's, you know, a year and a month away, but, you know, it's never too early to start playing that stuff. Like, literally, I think the group of friends and I are looking at Disney prices and Airbnbs right now, so if that says anything. That about does it for us. Like I said, follow us at Echo Station Cast. That is our Twitter. Tweet us, give us some love, like us, all that good stuff. I'm trying the hardest that I can to get more guests on here, but it's been very hectic with, Chris gone for, you know, the time that she has been gone for. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can. But until next time, guys, may the Force be with you and have a good day.